Welcome to the Simple Money, Simple Life podcast. I am Matt Erickson, and I'm your host. This is a podcast where we explore how simplicity beats complexity, especially in money matters. We explore investing, personal finance, and how to live a simple and awesome life. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 95, titled How to Complain Less. Hope all is well out there in the world for each and every one of you. I'd like to express my appreciation for everyone's support. Gotten a couple of reviews lately, which has been awesome, and I appreciate those. And for those of you who are listening who haven't done a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be much appreciated if you could do that and help support the show getting into more hands. Once there's more reviews on there, it comes up for people to be able to listen. So today's podcast was inspired by a post I read by a guy named Joshua Becker. He's a minimalist blogger, and much of what I say today will come directly from his post that he wrote about complaining, how to complain less. So he starts out with a quote from a guy named Tom Wilson. The quote is, "You can complain because roses have thorns, or you can rejoice because thorns have roses." So life is not perfect. It never has been and never will be. This is not bad news. In fact, once we begin to embrace this reality, we can welcome a great number of possibilities. Life is never perfect. We know this to be true. Why then do we complain about its imperfections? We complain about the weather, the traffic, the weeds in our yard, the snow. Right now in Utah, me included, we're complaining about the snow because we're getting so much of it. We complain about tight clothing, misplaced keys, delayed airplanes, the price of gasoline, the economy, the president. We complain about our jobs or our lack of jobs. We complain about nosy neighbors, crying babies, ungrateful teenagers, and lazy spouses. We have become a society too quick to complain. Complaining is almost never a positive reaction to our circumstance. There are times, of course, when notifying someone of an injustice is good and proper. Most of the time, however, we express feelings of pain, dissatisfaction, or resentment simply because it is our natural response. But this response ought to be reconsidered in our lives because it's rarely healthy. In fact, there are many negative outcomes to this reaction. Complaining feeds and breeds a negative response. Additionally, it fosters a negative attitude. Complaining draws our attention to the negative aspects and circumstance around us. And focusing on the negatives always brings about greater negativity. Complaining never results in joy. It only sinks us deeper into misery. It negatively impacts those around us. Complaints spread negativity. By focusing on and drawing attention to the problems and discomforts around us, we direct other people towards it too, because misery loves company. It doesn't change our circumstance. Taking action does, but complaining words by themselves do not. It disqualifies the value of discomfort in our lives. Discomfort, both physical and emotional, can have profound benefit for our lives. There are countless life lessons that can only be learned by embracing discomfort. Patience and perseverance, just to mention a few. Be okay with being uncomfortable. You'll be glad you did. Complaining is highly unattractive. It is unenjoyable to spend time around people who constantly highlight the negatives. And not only unattractive, the self-centered emphasis of complaining can be annoying as well. Complaining can leave us in the victim mode. One of the greatest obstacles to lasting change is blame, and complaining finds its foundation almost entirely in blame. On the other hand, there are numerous benefits to complaining less. It shifts our focus to the positive. It allows gratitude to take root, and cheerfulness can be an excellent beautifier. How then might we begin to overcome the habit of complaining? First, admit lifestyle changes can take time, and then consider adopting some of these helpful steps below. How to complain less. First, consider the importance of adopting the change. Many of us complain only because we have never considered the alternative. We have never been alerted to its harmful effects, both in us and around us. We never considered there may be a better way. But when given the choice, most of us would prefer to give life rather than drain life with our words, determined to do just that. Number two, embrace the recognition of an imperfect world. Life is not always going to serve up what we would like at every turn. There will be trouble, trial, and pain. Again, this is okay. And the sooner we stop holding out for the world that revolves around us, the sooner we can embrace the fact that our contribution is far more needed than our pleasure. Discomfort should not surprise us, and we are not the only ones experiencing it. Number three, understand the difference between helpful criticism and complaint. There are times when it is entirely appropriate to raise attention to a wrong being committed. This can be helpful and should never be discouraged. Decipher if the situation can and should be resolved. If not, there is a good chance our complaints have no real interest in dialogue, problem solving, or human connection. And in that case, they should be avoided. Number four, be mindful of your audience. Are you speaking to someone who can help solve the problem or has a vested interest in bringing about a resolution? If so, use problem-solving language. If not, tread lightly. If you must continue, preface your complaint with impact-reducing language. For example, beginning with, "Can I just vent for a minute or two?" May be all you need to orient yourself and your listener toward your purpose and be helpful in reminding yourself to keep it brief. Number five, avoid beginning conversations with a complaint. Take notice of how often we initiate conversations with a complaint. Oftentimes, even subconsciously, this tactic is used because it garners a heightened response. Remove it from your arsenal and try spreading some cheer with your opening line instead. Number six, refuse to complain for the sake of validation. Sometimes our complaints are just to validate our worth to others. "I'm so busy" is a good example. We often say it as a means to subtly communicate our importance. Don't seek to impress others with your complaints. That strategy won't gain you any friends in the long run anyway. And number seven, notice your triggers. Is there a specific time period of the day you tend to complain more than others? Morning, evening, or late afternoon? When your spouse is home? When you are drinking coffee or lunch with your friends? Maybe it is around the water cooler with your coworkers? Take notice, then avoid triggers if possible. If they cannot be avoided, make a point to be extra vigilant when you see them arise. And last, number eight, embrace the idea of experimentation. Setting a goal of never ever complaining again may be counterproductive. Instead, try designating a short period of time where you can be particularly mindful. For example, decide to go just one day without complaining. This shorter period will allow you to concentrate more fully on your goal. The shortened experimental time frame will foster increased sensitivity. Mindless complaining serves little purpose in our lives. It fosters displeasure, spreads negativity, and sparks conflict. We'd live happier without it. Moving forward, let's recognize and embrace the positive instead. And so those are kind of some of Joshua's words, and I mixed a few of mine in there with it. So I just want to add a few things to what he had to say. So I think he has a lot of great words of wisdom in this blog post. And I've noticed in my life that certain people just tend to complain a lot. And I think we all know those people. And hopefully we're not one of them. And if we are, it's probably a good idea to kind of stop, evaluate, and change our ways. This is something that we can control. So oftentimes I think we complain to, like Joshua said, to validate our position. We don't want to be wrong. We want to remain in the victim stance, and we want to blame someone else for a problem. And complaining allows us to feel validated in staying in that position. When I was a manager and a director in my job, I saw a lot of complaining and heard a lot of complaints from both customers, clients, coworkers, and others. And I really saw a pattern of those who complained often, and that was the focus of their personality and the focus of their job, or the parents who are focused on that, typically did not tend to be happy people. The people who were able to kind of see the silver lining in situations, even if there were mistakes made or were able to kind of address the complaint and then quickly move on and not stay stuck in it, tended to be more productive, happier people. And as a manager and a director, I really appreciated people who were more interested in problem solving, who would bring concerns rather than complaints. And one idea to keep in mind in a job situation is if you have a concern or complaint, always take it up to your manager or your boss. Taking it on a lateral level or taking it down, meaning to people that you manage or that you take it to other coworkers, tends to drag other people down and tends to make them feel not as happy with their job. So if you have a complaint in your job, always go up, which means to talk to your manager or your boss about the concern. And a lot of times, I think we use complaining as a defense mechanism to avoid what is going on inside of us emotionally. And so it's good. I think some of us fall into a trap of complaining without even realizing that it's such a core part of our personality. And so this podcast can be just a reminder of maybe you do a personal check-in, maybe talk with someone who really knows you well and check in with them to see if they hear you complaining a lot. And maybe have a moment of realization if that's the case and make a course correction to stop doing that. Complaining often does lead to sadness and a miserable life and also fewer close relationships because most people don't want to be around negativity and complaining. Now, if you have some friends where your whole friendship and relationship is based on negativity and complaining, that's probably not healthy either. If every time you get together, you complain about your own life, the people in your life, your husband, your wife, your friends, your boss, your coworkers, that's probably not a real healthy way to go. I think it is okay and healthy at times to spend a few minutes venting about something that's frustrating you with a close friend that you trust. And I don't think that's bad at all. I think we all need to do that. I think we need to be concerned when complaining bleeds into kind of a pattern of how we interact with people in general, and it's kind of who we become. It can become a really overarching personality trait that kind of covers our positive strengths and our attributes. So today I want to challenge all of us to kind of look within to see if we can complain a little bit less and appreciate life a little bit more. There is so much beauty to life. There's beauty in the environment around us. There's beauty in the relationships, hopefully, that we have. There's beauty in our careers and in our ambitions and the things, our education, our families, our kids, if we have them. There's so much beauty around us that I don't want the blinders of complaining to shield us from the many good things that we have in life. Trials do come. Trials can be really hard to deal with and can kind of be a gut punch. However, complaining about trials and hardships and difficult things, at least for extended periods of time, does not help us move to a place of progress. And I think just kind of trying to get our lives to a point of moving in the right direction, of progressing, of getting moving forward in our lives is a wonderful way to go about life instead of staying stuck. I do know a lot of people who are kind of stuck in life and who are not moving forward. And part of it is due to complaining. So I challenge all of us to complain less, embrace the positive more, and remember the simple life is a good life.